Welcome to the show.
Blog Talk Radio.
So glad you're here.
It's like you're looking through a telescope. You see where you're going to be. Growing, getting better. You're not the person they see. Can't be mad at the things you've been through. Because they built your love through. Now you're stronger than you've ever been. They can't stop your hurting.
Hello, I'm Madeline Bassett. Welcome to Empowering Your Mind. So glad that you could join me. I know that a lot of you are probably still celebrating Labor Day. Those of you who have already celebrated it, maybe you're at work listening in or riding in your cars, going home, coming home. I thank you for tuning in and listening to the show today. We're going to continue to empower our minds to be greater. I am also the host of Solo with Madeline, where we keep it real daily. By creating greater lifestyles, by changing our status, and raising our standards. We must keep pressing through. We have to keep being encouraged, and not just for ourselves, but others who are around us. We're going to pick up from last week. It's going to be a part two of just who's coming to town. You know, we talked about that a little bit, about changing who we are, and from January to now, we've given you ideas and transformations. We've asked questions. We've allowed you to answer those questions, to talk to you, to chat with you, to see what it is that you want to do, to pray about it. We've given you scriptures to help you be encouraged, to just give you a path, to start you on your journey to completing this year of 2015 and in transitioning into your 2016 to pursue your purpose, your plans, your dreams, your desires, the things that you want to do. So just be excited about who you are in Christ and know that there's more to you than meets the eye. Don't be afraid of who you are becoming or who you will be. That is always, always, always the best part of the journey, to see the path that God has for you. Some of the questions from last week that we were asking ourselves, and we're going to kind of tap on a little bit of it today, but the questions that we had, there were three. The first one is, who are you letting in your space? Who are you letting in your space? Number two, who do you talk to, watch, or follow? Number three, what do you see as success? Is it money, things, popularity, education? And what do you see? These are questions that you need to ask yourself, because those things that you see as successful are going to be a part of you reaching your goal. Because no matter what you choose to do or your desire, your passions, you still have to learn it. You have to fund it. And I don't care what anybody says, even a nonprofit organization, 501c3s, it costs to attain those certificates, to have that permission to even be labeled as such, to get those that tax breaks, those grants. You still got to get in preparation to get all that done, your business name, your organization name, even a church name, your building, equipment. You have to employ people. Although it is a nonprofit, for you to gain the profits or the benefits or funding that you receive, it's going to be funds that you're using to help others. And everyone is not going to have that free heart, kind, I'll give up my free time to anyone who wants it. Everybody doesn't have that idea, because the idea of the world of being successful is money, it's finances, it's status. And so we as believers, we have to train our minds. We have to change over our mindset to see what it is that God would want us to do or have us do. We have to be encouraged in that. So ask yourself those three questions. And in those three questions, see if your vision, your purpose fits in what you're trying to do, your purpose, your plan, your success of it all. And success is simply a completion. You finished something that you started, And no matter what the outcome, you were successful in it. Whether you gave your all and it didn't quite turn out like you hoped, you were still successful in it because you finished. That's just Madeline's take on being successful. I know that a lot of people are like, you know, you're wasting your time, especially with maybe home-based businesses, network marketing, direct selling, even people who work for commission. These are the people who feel like those are not real jobs. There are people who will tell you that. But starting out in the world, those of you may not know, jewelry, people who were salesmen in jewelry department stores, those big names, Macy's and even Dillard at one point, Neiman Marcus, those stores were based only on your commission sales. You got paid based on your commission. It was almost working like working as a waitress or a car hop. Have y'all ever been to a car hop back in the day where, you know, you got tips? And nowadays, even people who work in fast food restaurants, Applebee's, the Hooters, all those places, they'll pay a minimum of $2.50 an hour, maybe. And then the ladies and gentlemen have to rely, bartenders, on tips. So direct selling, not too much different from people working for commission. It's just how hard you're willing to work. And to me, that's a hard day's work, to work all day, busting tables, waiting on people, smiling, serving them and giving them the things that they want, and they leave and you get absolutely nothing. They don't leave a tip or they leave a dollar. And you're there 12, 15 hours, and you may make $8 in that day, not including your hourly rate, which is a little bit of nothing, and it's taxed. So your paycheck basically is barely enough to cover the gas that you spend on a daily basis to get back and forth to work, especially if you live in a big city. So these are some things that I just want to enlighten you on. We're here to empower your mind, to show you some different ways of thinking about success in your career, what it is that you're choosing or desiring to do in life. And we do take for granted a lot of times the hard work of people around us. So doctors, lawyers, yeah, they go to school to learn all that, but that's their passion. That's their dreams and that's their visions. But guess what, people? We, even they, will get dismissed at the door, or we call them the gatekeepers, who are the receptionists or maybe the executive assistant. The people, drug reps, the equipment representatives who come to try to give these doctors or lawyers information on some things that they may need, products and services, the prescriptions, the drugs, the samples. All of these things are needed for these physicians to be able to function. But yet they don't want to talk to them because they're flooded by these individuals who come through there. Okay? So we just got to look at things differently. A lot of people, you know, that's work. They go to school for years to become a drug rep. And I'm not talking about street reps, people. Come on, let's get it together. But drug representatives, they get paid pretty good money, but they have to build their clientele. And that's the same thing with anything else that you do. Whether you're building an organization, you got to have sponsors, you got to have partners, members, board members, you have to have individuals who are willing to volunteer their time. And these individuals have to know what they're doing. And not everyone that does these things has been to college, has a degree hanging on their wall, maybe two or three of them. We label success based on what we want to perceive it to be. But we really need to be careful about how we do the status. So our show today, we're just going to call it Undercover. Y'all heard of the underdog. Undercover is individuals who have all this information. You are great at what you do, but you are afraid to become who you really are. So you are undercover. You're an undercover director assistant. You're an undercover receptionist. You are an undercover sales rep. You're an undercover bartender or waitress. All the things that we are afraid to be because people do not call those being successful. And people, we need to be careful about labeling a career choice of individuals. It's not fair. Not fair. Where would we be without these individuals? People busting your tables, waiting on you, whether you're in a bad mood, you're having a business dinner, it doesn't matter. That person who is successful at coming and giving you a smile, they may have a sick child at home. They may be sick themselves. They may have had to walk to work. They may have had their lights turned off the day before they came and had to sleep during the night in the heat. You know, we don't know what people go through, so we need to be careful about how we see success. So those of you who are out there being undercover and you feel like what you're doing is not a successful business choice or career choice, stop it right now. We want you to be encouraged. We want you to be excited. And I want you to be successful in whatever it is that you choose to do in your life. I think it's important that if we don't believe in ourselves, you're kind of chasing yourself. So the definition of success is, and there are a couple of things. You know, the dictionary gives you 2-3 different ways of looking at it. But the first one says favorable results. You can be successful, be completed, if it's in your behalf or not. And that's how I see it. But the dictionary says, number two, the gaining of wealth, fame, et cetera. And I feel like anytime you complete it, that's that, et cetera. They don't want to put that in there. You know, you failed at getting something done. That's not a success. No, et cetera, I believe includes that. Number three is successful one, a person. So if you set out to be the best waitress or the best bartender, people pride a lot of things on, you know, creating different drinks. Person coming in, you get their drink just right, you know, then coming in and they got to get their day off of them and they want a nice glass of wine and you can just look at them and tell what type of wine they need for the evening. And I'm not encouraging people to become alcoholics or drinkers, but they're out there and they rely on those bartenders to get their drinks right. To be able to stick to the rules and the laws, carding people, even though you feel like your friends will come in and you know they're underage, or just because you know them, you don't have to ask for the ID and they take that for granted. No. You need to let that person do their job. These are things that we take for granted, and a lot of people do not look at some career choices as being successful. The trash man. How many of y'all back in the day, we used to be embarrassed of our relatives who were the trash man? Shoot, nowadays, that's a top-paying job. That job starts at anywhere between $15 an hour or more. It's a good-paying job. It's strenuous. It's rigorous. It's hard on the back. It's manual labor. Something that a lot of people are not willing to do anymore, but that is why they pay so much. And a lot of people are like, $15, that ain't no money. But it's a lot of money to someone who doesn't have to have the Bentleys, the, you know, the Lamborghinis, the Ferraris, the big mansions. They don't have to have all that. Some people enjoy living the simple life, being able to go on a nice trip somewhere here and there, maybe even take their family on a vacation during the summer when the kids get out. You don't know what people deem as fulfilling for them. So it is not our place to label them as unsuccessful just because our level or idea of success is we don't agree with it. So we're going to keep moving forward. We're talking about being undercover. And you just got to stop hiding from what you know your purpose in life is and who you really are. Be excited about what it is that God has for you. Now, mind you, We are believers in business. So the things that you desire that God will have for you will allow you to be in his will. Now, there are some career choices that some people may choose to follow, or a path that makes some money. A lot of people, exotic dancers, that's an area. Okay, yeah, I said it. Exotic dancers, they're strippers to some people, but exotic dancers, a lot of people pay money to see these ladies, you know, unveil themselves. Do I agree with it? No. But it is a career choice that a lot of women are making. Why? Because there's great money in it. Not just from pay, but they're also getting tipped. Now, is it dangerous? But there are some places that they protect their girls. People, I'm just keeping it real. And this is what we do here. These are things that we look down on individuals of doing because we don't agree with it. We don't feel that it's being successful, but they may be paying their way through school. We've heard so many stories of individuals saying that they paid their way through school, busking tables, and being dancers, strippers, as we may know it. And some young ladies have gotten as far as selling their bodies, prostitution. And people, I had a lady on one of my shows, and she wrote a book called Distant Sunrise. But her book was based on the idea of she would say the man that she was with, even though she was giving him her body, she didn't see it as being a prostitute. And she's just keeping it real. If you take money in return, you have no feelings for this person, not condoning, you know, premarital sex, but I'm like, listen, we're keeping it real. And I'm going to stop explaining myself with this show one day. But these are real situations that we deal with on a day-to-day basis. And ladies, we will lie to ourselves in order that we will feel better about what we're doing. But if you cannot be comfortable in where you are, make the decision to make a change. Stop being undercover. Stop being undercover. No matter what you choose for your career, if you're embarrassed about what you're doing, then you're undercover. You're embarrassed. You don't want people to know you're a prostitute, because if you meet a man and he decides he doesn't want a promiscuous woman, then you're going to be afraid he doesn't. Then stop doing what you're doing. Find another way to get done what you need to get done. There are ways of doing everything. I'm speaking from experience. Been there, done it, okay? We have all, ladies, if we're real with ourselves, some of the things that we've done, the only reason we can get to the point where we place the judgment is because you haven't gotten caught. But that other person that you were sleeping around with or whatever you want to call it, they know. They know. So you're not the only one that knows your secret. But most importantly, God knows. He knows everything we do, our thoughts. He knows what we're going to do before we do it. And a lot of people go, if he know that, then he would have known that. No, he gives us free will. You have the choice to do a lot of things that you're doing. So some of us are being undercover believers. You're not walking into your purpose because you are afraid. You are afraid of failing. But like we said with success, that et cetera can be anything. That's my opinion. That et cetera is put there because it's endless. If you attempt it, you complete it, you've given your all, you've done all that you could do to make that thing happen, then once it's complete, even an assignment that God gives you, once it's complete, then you're successful in getting it done. No matter how good or bad you may feel, you did it. It gets done. So don't beat yourself over the head. As Christians, as believers, we're going to fail. We're going to fall short. We're not perfect. We never will be. I don't care how hard you try. You're on this earth. You're human. You are not going to be perfect. It's not going to happen. But that does not mean do not perfectly try. That does not mean to give God just a piece of you. We get these jobs. We get these people in our lives, individuals, like we give them our time. We give them our space. We allow them to teach us and show us some things. But the things that are right, we don't want to hear it. More and more, Christ is being eliminated from our lives. Christ is, they don't want us talking about him. They don't want us mentioning him. You can curse all day long at work and call me everything but a child of God, but I can't call on him? Really? Nah, don't think so. We as Christians, as believers, we need to stop being afraid of being who we are in Christ. Let's stop being undercover believers. Feel the prophecy that he placed upon us and having a plan for us. And Jeremiah, he teaches it all the time. Jeremiah tells us God has a plan already for us, a plan of a future, love, not to harm us. I believe even prosperity. So if we can't believe God for what he says he's going to do in our life, who really can you believe in? Because people are going to let you down. I don't care who they are. They're going to disappoint you. They're going to hurt you, friends or family or foe, enemies, frenemies, whichever one you want to call it. It's going to happen because why? They're people, and we fall short. We do things that are just not right. When you're in a job, you may be working a job, and your manager, supervisor, boss, owner, whatever, is giving you a hard time because they don't agree with your lifestyle. People, I've been there, where I've worked in an atmosphere of unbelievers and a couple people who claim to be believers, but my lifestyle was the problem because I didn't go social drinking. I didn't hang out with them. I didn't sleep with somebody every other night. You know, I didn't come and share my innermost personal lifestyle with them. I wasn't there to do that. I was there to do a job, and I did my job. But it was a problem because they were spilling their guts down in their life, and I didn't care, and it bothered them. So, people, you can't make people happy. You can't. And I believe that that's why these guidelines or etiquette or even trainings are in place on how to have a positive work environment. That's creating a hostile work environment when you are not allowing an individual to do their job because you don't like their personal life. My personal life has nothing to do with me doing my job. And we need to, we're that way when it comes to believers. My personal life and my at-home life should match. And people shouldn't have a problem with what I do for a living versus what they see in my personal life. Why? Because it should all fall under the will of God. Does that make sense? So why are we being undercover? Why are you hiding something? Why are you placing judgment on someone else's success and what they God has for them to be doing in their life, where they are? We don't know their prayer life. We don't know their relationship or anything. And I know a lot of times on Mondays, well, period, on Mondays I normally don't focus on spirituality, but we are believers in business, and I have to bring this to the front because we are to seek ye first the kingdom of God. Then all of the other things will come. That's what my word teaches me. And so why would I want to be anything less than what God has for me to be? So I'm going to be obedient. So today we're going to try to talk a little bit about both, because this is the part two of last week. Guess who's coming to town? And it should be the new you. You're building yourself, and I'm going to talk to myself because I'm going to school, and I'm going to school to get my degree in accounting, and I want to get my certificate to become a bookkeeper. And a lot of people are like, you know, well, who's going to hire you? It's not up to me to get that. That's not my concern right now. My concern is school. I'm in school to learn. And so why should someone try to stop me based on whether or not I'll get a job on my education level? There are people who have master's degrees that cannot find a job, and they're perfectly healthy, just cannot find a job in their career. So why should I fear pursuing and learning so that I can continue to be an entrepreneur, a business owner, work from home, and have my own clientele? I don't have to check in to nobody. Why would you stop me from doing that? I still have to learn how to operate a business if I'm going to be successful. I can't just wake up one day and decide, okay, I'm going to open up a Wendy's or be a big, you know, buy me a franchise at McDonald's. I got to know how to operate that stuff. I got to know how to do payroll because I got to pay taxes based on their income, because I have to report that so that they can claim their W-2s and get their taxes done at the end of the year. I got to know the difference between a contracting worker and an employee. These are things that I need to know. Bookkeeping, if I don't know bookkeeping, guess who's going to be broke before it's over with? Because the bookkeeper is getting money under the table or embezzling money from me. But if I don't know how to go back through and check my bookkeeper, I'm in trouble. So I need to know how to operate the business on every level, from answering the phones to making orders, because guess what? Starting out, I will more than likely have to do it all myself. So why not educate myself? We're empowering our minds to be greater. I'm not being an undercover entrepreneur. Everyone who knows me knows that I have my hands in different things. But everything that I do, I make sure that God has given it to me, because he says his yoke is easy, but his burdens are light. So anything that God assigns you with, he's going to equip you. And that will be, in my opinion, financing. Your needs are going to be met until you are ready for him to pour on those overflow blessings that we desire. And I see it all the time on Facebook. You know, they want God to drop them this bucket of money, or they want God to kick down this door of blessings. And, you know, today is your day. God's going to really open up a door for you. Are you ready for that door to open? Or are you just praying just to be praying, or saying some words just to be saying it to maybe get people off your back or have people quit asking you questions? Are you doing things just for show? Are you an undercover bum? Because you're not really looking to do anything else, putting on that persona of I'm placing out resumes, I'm doing this and I'm doing that, but you're not really wanting anything to happen with all of this so-called work that you're putting into it, if you're going to go through all of that, be willing to make your step into that next level. You want that promotion. You feel like you can do a better job than your manager or supervisor, or you're looking for a job and you feel like they need to hire you because you can handle the position that all that entails. People, when they put them job offers in the newspaper or on the websites and stuff, trust me, you're going to be doing more than it's saying you're going to be doing. And we all, those of you who've ever worked before and really worked, you know I'm telling the truth. And it's not just in the fast food world. It's more so in corporate and business. You get in there and you've got your master's degree in business or whatever you got it in. You start out as a receptionist. Beneath you, in your opinion, but to me, that's where you learn the business because you see who you can trust, who you can't trust. You learn how your boss is going to work and what makes them tick, how they can maneuver around you. You're learning business etiquette, how the company really functions. You're getting the basics. To me, take the job. Okay, so what? You got a degree, then you push forward. When another position opens up, apply for it. If it's in your area and you feel like you can handle it, apply for it. But when you get that job, know that there's still something else you need to learn. You're going to have to always be a step ahead of the next person. Don't be an undercover executive. You're working as a receptionist, but you're wanting to be an executive. You're being undercover because you're not really being who you want to be because you're not willing to go through the struggles and the pains of becoming who you were really laid out to be. That's our problem. We hold ourselves back. We blame other people, situations, circumstances, our childhood, another person, our spouses. We want to blame anybody and everybody for where we are as adults. Now, come on, people. Kids, you know, they don't really know what they're doing. They can't quite figure it out. Around 30, you need to have your plan of your life already laid out. What is it that you want to do? You've made enough mistakes. You can see now maybe I need to go back to school or maybe I need to start buckling down, stop partying so much. I need to get into the Word and study and ask God really for direction and hear what He says and walk in where He says walk. Come on, people, this is nothing new. I'm telling you things that you already know. But my question to you is, are you an undercover whatever it is you're choosing to be? Are you undercover? You really don't want the things that you're asking God for. Are you an undercover believer? Are you an undercover preacher? Are you an undercover executive? What are you doing with the life God has given you? And in where you are, He has given you what you can handle. You can't handle being any further. Like, oh, forgot what show it was. You can't handle the truth. We can't handle it. When someone gives us some type of criticism, it hurts our feelings. Even if it's our best friend, you know, we'll get mad at her and we don't talk to her or him, you know, our homeboy, you know, he'll tell you know about yourself and we get mad, but guess what you do? You come around. You're like, you know, I was wrong, I'm sorry, whatever. But when God tells us to do something and He chastises us on what we're doing because we're not living accordingly, we want to be mad at Him. We don't want to talk to Him. We ain't got nothing to say to Him. He ain't right. Y'all know I'm right. You know I'm right. So I've been announced that I only have 90 seconds left. But I want us to understand where we are. I want us to be excited about our lives to come. I want us to be secure in what God has for us. I'm Madeline Bass, so just be empowered, be who you are, and just listen to the previous show, which was last Monday, and trust God in where you are. Quit allowing negative people in your space, watch who you follow or listen or even talk to, and have your success level where you know your success level should be. You are who God would have you be. Stop living an undercover life. I'm Madeline Bass, and this is Empowering Your Mind. Have a wonderful evening. God bless.
It's like you're looking through a telescope. You see where you're going to be.